But if you've maybe got a new bit of gadget, we'd love to hear from you. You can drop us a note, and very simply, canon@bbc.co.uk. And I mentioned gadget, and as if by magic, Fevzi is here, the gadget detective. Hello. Fevzi, you really have led the way. You know why? Because you've done the working from home thing for years, haven't you?
I have, yeah, because no one would have me in their studio. So in the end, I set up an ISDN facility here, and it's been, thank goodness, it's still been working. It's very old tech, ISDN, but actually extremely reliable. So
now you've been having a little search around. Lots of people always have questions about gadgets, but you've got a gadget of the week, which is something which I suppose really has started. You know, now people are working from home, pretty useful. It's some kind of Bluetooth conference speaker.
That's right. So obviously video calls have become a lifeline and a central part of so many people's lives, particularly, you know, the vulnerable who are locked in and so forth. And sometimes we do calls with whole families in the room. But, you know, the microphones built into tablets and laptops aren't the greatest. And often people end up trying to huddle around it and it doesn't really work very well. So this device is a Bluetooth conference speaker. So in the past, it would have been used in a sort of work environment, what they call a huddle room or a conference room. But it's called the Anker Power Conf, as in short for conference. And what it is, it's a small device that's rechargeable battery powered, about 5 or 6 inches in diameter, circular. And it's got 6 microphones built into it. So it's an array of microphones that can pick up voices from anywhere in the room. So think, you know, like the smart speaker that you might have from Amazon or Google or something like that. It will pick up voices from anywhere in the room. If there are people who are different distances away, like family members sitting close and further, it will equalize the volume so you know, one member isn't sort of a distant echo. It removes echo and reverberation. It processes the sound so it's more intelligible, and it sends it to the other person so they can hear you much more clearly. Equally, when they speak, instead of it coming out the small speaker in your device, it comes out in this much bigger speaker, and it's clearly audible throughout the room. So it's really quite clever the way it does it. It can actually work out where the sound is coming from. So if you sort of snap your fingers around it, you'll see a little light that follows your finger around because it works out where that sound is actually coming from and forms a beam that picks up the sound from there. So, and it will work with Skype and Zoom and Google Hangouts and FaceTime and just about everything else you can think of. Anything that runs either on a PC or a Mac or a mobile device can connect either via a USB cable or Bluetooth. And, you know, really rather nice. And it's one of the more affordable ones. So the list price is just under 100, but you tend to see it going for 80-something usually. So I think at that sort of money, it's worth investing in. If one did go after it or something similar, what I would always say is try and buy it from somewhere that you can return it, you know, no questions asked, if it doesn't meet your needs. Because often with these devices, you know, it's a pretty personal thing, actually, but people get on with them or they don't. And you don't want to get stuck with something. So my advice is always look at the returns policy. It used to be, under the distance selling regulations that would be for sort of telephone sales or internet purchases, you could return anything for any reason for a period of time after the purchase. Even if it didn't match your curtains, you could just send it back. Now the law has changed, and it says that you have to, the legal standard, of course, stores can offer you a better quality of returns policy, but the legal minimum is that you have to return it, but it has to be in saleable condition as new. Now, that's a bit of a...
Once you've broken the seal, then they can argue that isn't the case.
Exactly. I remember having a sort of discussion with a high street retailer, and I kept getting different answers about what that meant. Could I break the seal? Because once the seal was broken, how could it be sold as new? On the other hand, how could I evaluate the product without breaking the seal? So the best thing to do is actually go for ones that offer you something like 30-day money back for any reason. You know, so as long as you don't send it back broken, that you get your money back in full.
One of the things that has struck me is lots of people have bought some new technology to, as you say, speak on Zoom, maybe work from home more. And one of the things that has sort of been alarming is the virus protection, which is always such a confusing thing because you can get sort of email after email suggesting that you take it. I always think, why isn't it all built in? But do you have a favourite one, or what advice would you give somebody? If you've bought a tablet, do you need virus protection on it?
Okay, all right. So there's there's a few questions there. First of all, if you've got Windows, you do have basic security software built into it. So, you know, I believe it's one of those areas where it's worth paying for your antivirus and anti-malware software. But on the other hand, not worth paying too much, and it's easy to overpay. Opinions on tablets and smartphones vary. I think if I'm running Android, I would definitely try and protect it. Even with Apple stuff, I would still just get some basic protection in there. In terms of favorites, I quite like the Norton stuff. There are many others, but Norton I like because you can get a subscription that will cover a number of different devices, and it will cover Macs, PCs and mobile devices, so you can install it on different devices all at the same time. But the real, and also you've got other software. I'll mention a couple of others just in the spirit of
fairness. Yeah.
The one, I don't want to tell you the ones I don't like, but the ones I do like are the Norton and ESET, E-S-E-T. ESET is good for those that are a bit more technical, who like to sort of tweak their settings and so forth. Norton is a bit more sort of install it and leave it alone and forget about it for a year, you know, until it's time to renew the thing. So those two I would go for. Bitdefender is, you know, has its moments as well, so that's quite nice. But what I would say to you is this: be very careful, because these softwares are, as I say, are worth paying for. I prefer them to the free versions. What they tend to be is annual subscriptions, and when you buy it, you often can buy it cheaply from third parties, like on, you know, that well-known website named after a South American river. You can go on there, or you can go on the websites of, say, computer magazines and buy them really very cheaply. But if you leave auto-renew setting on, when it comes up to renewal, they'll charge you £40, £50, £60 because you've left your payment card details on their system and you haven't told them not to renew it. And that's really overcharging, because these things that you can be charged £40, £50, £60 by, say, Norton or another company, you can actually get for about, you know, a tenner if you just shop around. So there are, if you look at the PC magazines, there's one PC Pro magazine, for example. They have a shop, and in that online shop you can buy it there, and it tends to be cheaper. But as I say, there's many places. It's always worth shopping around. But you can get, I'll give you an example. I got one that was 2 years for up to 10 devices, and I paid £40, which works out about £2 per machine per year, which is, you know, which is a bargain at that sort of price. So don't be paying sort of £40 plus for 1 year, one machine, because that's what will happen if you leave it to renew by default.
Fevzi, good talking to you as ever. Fevzi, the gadget detective.